Cambridge 105 Radio, 28 minutes past 11 o'clock, and to our guest this morning on the station. It's lovely to meet her for the first time. She comes from Cambridgeshire Music. Well, that's the general banner. Cambridgeshire Music's currently trying to get crowdfunding to run Sing, Chat and Rhyme in North Cambridge, having already run a successful trial in Wisbeach and Chatteris in the county, and will be able to help up to 50 more of Cambridge's most disadvantaged families if they can pull this one off. I've every confidence that they will. I'm already onto their Space Hive website, where they have a Sing, Chat and Rhyme Cambridge appeal. Shall I tell them now, actually, Julia? Well, let's do that before we introduce you. £4,935 has been pledged of the £16,784 that's needed. Already they've found 24 backers, and I'm sure after you've heard this interview, they'll find a lot more, because they're looking as well for match funding, and they're very, very close on that journey to get the funding. And to tell me what this is all about this morning, Julia Yent has joined me in the studio. Julia, good morning to you.
Good morning. Lovely to be here.
So this you've tried out in more northern areas, the Fens of Cambridgeshire, up in Wisbeach, and it has gone very, very well for you.
It has indeed, yes. Sort of on many levels. So everybody had a lot of fun. It was well attended. We had a great time. It was super playing and singing with the babies and toddlers and their parents. But also there's another aspect to this, which is we're trying to help these young children have a better start in life. And we did research around what we were doing last time, and the results were fantastic. The babies and toddlers, their language development and their understanding of numbers and words, we really saw that improve in the project. So this is also behind what we're trying to do.
Without trying to categorise people and compartmentalise people, it might be single parents. You are targeting younger mums and their children, though. So really, we're thinking about mothers that are under 21, so very much young mums, and that they have toddlers, really. By definition, we're talking to those trying to reach the children up to really to the age of 3, perhaps 2.5 years old. So really, they're very young.
That's right, yes. So, I mean, this was kicked off really with a piece of research that we found, which brought to light this thing called the word gap. And it was by an Oxford study. And it showed that children from low-income backgrounds are exposed to fewer words by the time they start school. And so they start school with a smaller vocabulary on average. And this, unfortunately, doesn't seem to get better during their schooling. So they will often, that gap will then actually get bigger at school. So we're trying to address this before they start school.
The 2018 Oxford Language Report found that this affects almost half. In fact, they found 49%, they said, of year one pupils. So that was preschool,
that's
nursery,
right,
as I would think of it, because I went to was introduced to nursery school before I was introduced to formal education. But year one pupils here in the UK. And when we think about it, Julia, children before they get to school should have been bombarded by a million words, because they're watching maybe a little bit of television, youngsters' television,
yeah,
CBeebies,
yeah,
or other,
absolutely,
small infant channels. But if there are two parents in the house, presumably that would double the, shall we say, repertoire, uh-huh, of words that are going round the household. Maybe they have a sibling, so an older brother or sister, that's also bombarding a youngster who's forming their language,
yeah,
at, say, the age from about, 18 months, 2 years, when the first words come out of a child. Is it about that time? I can't remember. It was too long ago.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. It's about that.
But some children are going to be disadvantaged by the fact that the parent, for whatever reason, can't pay the child quite so much attention.
Well, yeah, and it's not just that, too. So I think there's two main groups, really, we're trying to help here. If you're a young family with a really restricted income, there's actually a lot of opportunities that you can't access that other people might take for granted. And that sort of breadth of experience and going out into different opportunities, it probably isn't available to them. And also, we're wanting to help the many families in this city who actually have English not as their main language. And so, again, they're starting school with a smaller vocabulary to use at school.
So the plan is, between March and June next year, up to 50 young families, parents aged 21 and under, as we said, they're babies, they're toddlers, the infants, really young, come together. You're going to have a 10-week course doing this.
Yeah, that's what we did in the pilot. And what that does is it really enables people to grow in their confidence, because often these young parents are coming to us at quite low confidence base as well. And so we're helping them to actually take those songs and games back home, develop them, find their own voice, and also we're encouraging them to have a leadership role themselves. So it has lots of benefits for the parents as well as for the babies.
It's also social contact for the adult who might find themselves isolated, might be maybe two children they've got, maybe more, maybe just the one, but they might find themselves in a way burdened, but it's a parent's responsibility, their duty to obviously be a responsible adult, look after their children, as of course I'm sure they do. But they'll be eating, and not only that, they'll be learning and singing and playing together. So it is bringing people together.
Very much so, exactly. I mean, I think, you know, anybody who's had a baby, I've got three children, I can remember that stage of life when, you know, you sometimes feel quite isolated. And these parents have additional problems. So they're not in employment, they're not in education. So those normal contacts aren't, you know, are often not there for them. So we, as well as doing musical activities, we're also bringing in some non-musical ones. So speakers from the local community that can tell them about volunteering opportunities or signposting them to training opportunities. And I think this extended, you know, the 10-week approach, we really get to know them. And it's so wonderful to do that.
Most of the parents will not be in employment, education or training. So what the government might call NEETs, I'm not sure I like that particular acronym, but we'll use it today for that. The families will be well known to family workers and the Family Nurse Partnership. Some might not have English as their first language.
That's right, exactly. So I think that, you know, if families want to feel that this is for them, want to get involved in it, all they need to do is talk to their the family workers that they have, or the housing association. We're working in partnership with nurses, children and family centres. So, you know, lots of people around these families know about this project and can actually help them to access it.
And at home, if English is a second language, the native language may be spoken to the child. And a lot of parents will try to make their children bilingual. And it's great if you can have trilingual, multilingual children. Of course, there's nothing wrong with that. But of course, in our society, one would say that maybe you should be able to speak English. And at their formative years for these children, it's very important that they can learn English. So that maybe for some children, the first real exposure of the English language outside of their home, working with you.
Absolutely. So it's really important for these kids that they start school, you know, with a good English vocabulary as well as their first language. I mean, we have a lot of fun with that too. So we were learning French nursery rhymes, for example. You know, it was great for everybody to have that diversity. But yes, it is one way that they can build their English vocabulary, yeah.
Frère Jacques, I remember, was one that we were doing at school when I was very young, doing it as an around as well. I seem to remember. Oh, you did. Some things don't change in life, do they, Julia? So you've got to find some centres. I mean, looking at the nuts and bolts of all of this, we're just because I'm on the north side of Cambridge, and that's where you're targeting. So you're looking in the area probably around Arbury, maybe North Chesterton.
Exactly.
That area. You would go to find the parents most in need, or will they be coming to you?
So we're working closely with the professionals that I just mentioned. So they are recommending families. They know their circumstances. They know the families that could benefit from this project. So they're helping us to reach the families that would most benefit.
And you have the venues, but you've got to think about getting lunch together. We were talking about everybody comes together.
Yes.
It's very social to eat and meet.
Exactly. It breaks the ice.
Mm. The first week, 10 weeks of this, first week starting in March, people have got to get to know each other. How big will the groups be?
They're going to be about 10 families per group. So it varies really, and it's really quite flexible. You know, the spaces can accommodate what people that we have that week.
Five groups then, so 50 families.
And that's
just
right.
Doing simple maths there,
exactly.
I guess. Will you use the same venue each time? Presumably you're thinking about the venue. I don't know whether you've chosen one yet or five different venues.
So we've chosen two so far. So we're definitely working in the Arbury Children and Family Centre and the Chesterton one too. Listeners might know those two. And then we'll see how many centres we need to work with, and we'll plan that as we go along.
And we said that you generally are identifying families that might have need to, well, sing, chat and rhyme, which is what it's called, chat and rhyme for Cambridge this time, as opposed to the pilot, the wonderful experiment that took place more to the north of the county. Is it the case, somebody listening this morning thinking, I know someone who's, I know next door, a neighbour, I tell you what, they'd be really good for one of them and their child, or children, if they're maybe a couple of twins, something like that.
Exactly.
Can they contact you?
Yes, they can, indeed. So our phone number is 01480 373 500. So pick up the phone, talk to us about the project. That's one way. And there's also our website as well.
So that's 01480 373 500. Nice, easy one, actually.
Yeah.
Huntingdon number at 373 500. 01480 373 500. Now, you're funded by Cambridgeshire County Council, which is good.
So, yes. Well, yes and no.
It's a good thing and a bad thing.
No, what
Speak
I mean
freely.
So, the reason that we're fundraising for this project is that we get core funding from Arts Council England, which is a national body that gives money out. But our funding is for age 5 to 18-year-olds. And as I said in this research, it's becoming increasingly important to work with children younger than that. So we're finding new ways to raise money. This is our first crowdfunding campaign.
Yep.
And we're part of the County Council, and we get in-kind support from them. So we have to kind of, fit it together how we're going to fund these things.
Two websites for listeners, cambridgeshiremusic.org.uk is, if you like, the red carpet rollout, the entry, the very glorious, very, I like it, very rich.
Thank you.
In terms of richness. Like a deep piled red carpet. I see your website. It's quality is what I'm trying to blurt
it's very
out.
Kind.
Where you can find out more about Cambridgeshire Music, of course, aimed at young people. So they go into school. We'll talk more in a moment, actually, Julia, about what you do in schools more widely. But thinking still about sing, chat, and rhyme for Cambridge, then go to the website. It's Space Hive. It's a bit like a the other websites are available, Just Giving. It's really run with the same kind of format where you can pledge money. As I said earlier on, 24 backers already have pledged nearly £5,000, and you still have 6 days to contribute to this project. And the funding will be to allow food to be prepared at each of these 10 sessions, I think. Talking 10 seconds, for Freudian slip, how long are the sessions, Julia?
Oh, a couple of hours.
Yeah,
it's really relaxed.
So it gives time for everybody to interact with each other.
Yeah, exactly.
With the different families, and with the different children. I mean, children very quickly get to suss each other out, especially at that age. Who's going to be my friend? Across the room.
Lovely.
Who's going to play guitar with me? And so there will be instruments for them to learn to play, presumably.
Yes. So, this is one of the things that we're raising money for, is the sets of instruments, which then the Child and Family Centres will actually be able to keep and carry on the work, which is great.
Oh, right, so they can take drums home.
Yes, exactly.
And craze their parents.
Yes, exactly.
Afterwards.
Yeah.
But at least, it's rhythm. And they say rhythm is very important to a child. I mean, for all of us, rhythm. The human race, we love rhythm because we love music.
Yeah. Did you know that babies actually recognise songs before they recognise words?
It's funny because you always remember, you go back to your young days, and the first song I can remember, Downtown by Petula Clark, was the first song my sister would ever start to sing. She'd just do the downtown bit.
Very memorable.
Do you remember the song? Yeah, a few of us around here will. Yeah. And Yellow Submarine by the Beatles was probably when I was born, etc. Mm-hmm. And that's probably about my earliest memory of listening to music radio and being able to repeat a song and crazing everyone to we all live in the Yellow Submarine, and it kept on and on and on about it. Probably again before I could really talk. It's probably exactly. You know, happy memories in our lives, yeah. And this is what this is all about. Let's talk about Cambridgeshire music more generally then. You go into schools all across the county.
We do, and more. So we help a whole variety of people. I think not many people know that we are also helping adults. So we have therapy as well as education. So we're working in care homes with people with dementia. It's been quite a lot on the media about how music can help people with dementia. So we're doing that. We're working with children with additional needs, for example, children with autism, helping them use music to settle into a new schooling situation.
And that can be an amazing breakthrough. Can it really punch through barriers with autistic children?
It absolutely can, exactly. We had a child last year that spoke for the first time in one of our sessions.
Wow.
Yeah. So
you mean the parent, nobody had ever heard the child ever speak in their life?
Yeah. Exactly.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it is.
It's almost kind of emotional to hear something like that. Mm. So it's a county hub for music education and arts therapies. They make high quality music happen all across Cambridgeshire for young people and families, both in and out of school. They organise thousands of music lessons, bands and projects in all styles of music, as well as art therapies for all ages. And they work in partnership with hundreds of professional musicians and organisations. Got to ask you if you've been working with someone really famous from the music business.
There have been. So Nick Mulvey, for example, helped us write a guide for how to start a band. So you can go onto our website and get our tutor's, you know, experience of all the things that can help you do that, and Nick's as well.
We're a radio station that champions new music. We have our new music generator show and our unsigned chart, and it really is, well, it's full, absolutely 100% full of local bands, artists, solos, acoustic, rock, every sort of genre. If they can make good music, then they get played out on Cambridge 105 Radio. We love to do that. And you never know, you're probably working with some of the people who in the future, and when they come into the formative years at say college, form a band, get together, put something out, go into a recording studio. It's fairly easy to publish these days online.
Yes.
You never know, we're going to have the next big chart hit.
And it's very exciting, yeah.
Next Ed Sheeran. After all, he was from Suffolk. Why not get somebody from Cambridgeshire? Well, of course we have. Anyway, there's plenty of names from both Cambridge, Peterborough, that have made themselves very famous in the music scene.
Mm-hmm.
I hope this works very well. How many of you are involved in doing this? I mean, you were a number of how many people?
Yeah, so there's about half a dozen staff, tutors, that are going to be delivering the session, and then a bunch of us who are raising the money. Just to add something about on the fundraising side, we actually have £6,000 waiting in the wings from Arts Council England. So if we can just raise a few more hundred today or tomorrow, they'll come in with that. They call
that's the match funding.
Match funding, exactly.
We're nearly there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So go to that website. Oh, right, just for, without trying to repeat too much, Space Hive, and find Sing, Chat and Rhyme Cambridge there and pledge a little bit more. I'm almost going to press the refresh button now, actually, Julie, to see, see if it's gone up in the meantime. Oh, it's rolling up. We'll punch through that £5,000 barrier, I'm sure, today.
Brilliant.
Julia, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
For Christmas, doing anything special with Cambridgeshire Music? There's going to be a concert put together?
Oh, yes, there is. So but the Saturday before Christmas, the 21st, we're doing a concert at the Cambridge Corn Exchange with our fabulous County Youth Orchestra, really talented young musicians. And we've got a bit of Doctor Who, Star Wars, so fun for all the family.
Go and have a look for that one online. We'll see if we can feature that in our Watsons in the next few
days.
Thank
you, that'd
be nice build-up, bit of promotion. Julia Lient there, the business head of business development at Cambridgeshire Music. Thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.